My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
All right, so we're going to talk about how dark social falsely attributes significant percentages of web traffic as direct. So this is a post from Rand Fishkin. So he founded Moz. He's the founder, one of the co-founders of Spark Toro. And so Rand Fishkin over here, you can see on the Spark Toro blog. So he basically says that at a high level that – actually, I'm going to go all the way down here. So takeaways. I'm going to go to takeaways over here. So takeaways, if you are – a marketer or website owner relying on analytics platforms, Google Analytics, or anything else to provide accurate, comprehensive information about where your visitors came from and how they found your website, we recommend revisiting those assumptions. A substantial portion of social referral traffic comes without proper, accurate referral data and is misclassified as direct. If you're attributing all direct visits to type-in visitors, email, text message, offline brand campaigns, or dark search because of dark social, you're almost certainly undercounting the impact of social media marketing, social referrals, and word of mouth networks. Now, let me call out one more thing real quick before we move on here. So in this graph up here, you can see the results at a glance. You can see basically 100% of TikTok traffic is attributed to direct. Same with Slack, same with Discord, same with Mastodon, if anybody uses that. WhatsApp is 100% as well. Facebook Messenger, 75%. And then Instagram is about 30% or so. So let me explain dark social really quick, and then Neil, you can give your reaction. So dark social basically just means it's like the social media post that you post, and you're basically not able to attribute it, which is why it's called dark.
But you know what's funny? You're going to see even more direct traffic because when people come to your website, typically you have consents. Like, do you allow cookies? Do you not? Do you allow tracking? Do you not? Most people say no. Like, we looked at our stats the other week. Over 68% say no. In essence, they're saying, don't track me. That's a lot. Now, that's over a week. It's not the whole web. And yes, our audience is marketers. But still, you know, we have millions and millions of visitors a month. So the sample size is large enough. It's going to get worse and worse. We're going back to a model in marketing where you have to start doing things like media mixing models and things like that to figure out where you're getting a ROI and where you should be spending your money. You know, people want more privacy. They want access, or they want to control the rights to their data. And I'm not saying these are bad things at all. It's just changing the web and marketing landscape to being more of a quote unquote traditional model where you got to start doing multi-touch attribution and figure out, all right, where are people coming from, brand recall studies, where are people actually buying from, and how can we go and take that data and figure out where to allocate our budgets?
Yeah. Look, 5-10 years ago, everyone's like, everything's going digital. You have to be able to track everything. The reality now is things are becoming less trackable. And what you could do is you could, for example, when we have a lead that comes in through the Single Grain website, we'll ask them, hey, how did you hear about us? Where did you come from? We'll also see the first URL, which where they submitted or where they came in from. We'll then also see the URL, the last URL where they actually filled out the form. So we're looking at first and last touch attribution, multi-touch, more ideal. But then we're also asking which search term they put into whatever platform they came from. So we're trying to get that qualitative data. And then let's say you have people on your email list as well. You can also survey this list and say, hey, where did you first hear about us? So it's not like this stuff is completely opaque. There are ways for you to capture your audience. Like when the leads are coming through, you can just capture that data.
Yep. Look, I think with marketing, you have to start doing, companies should, I think they need to make a much bigger investment in brand recall studies. Look to see where visitors are coming from and look to see where buyers are coming from. That'll give you a good understanding of where you should be investing your dollars. You know, don't just rely on analytics. The data is getting harder and harder to track and becoming accurate because of a lot of the laws and the changes that are coming, especially with the cookie-less future that's happening soon enough, right? So you need to start investing in brand recall studies to figure out where you should be investing your money.
Yeah. I mean, Neil and I used to look at Google Analytics every day, and now like I can't even look at it because it's so difficult to slice and dice. It just makes me not want to log in anymore.
Dude, when's the last time you logged in your Google Analytics?
I log in like maybe once every 1-2 weeks or so because I do have reports set up, but it's just like, it's not easy. Like you can't even, you know how like you can used to be able to make the graph, like it was sorted by daily where it was hard to read. So then you could sort it by weekly and then monthly. You can't even do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't logged in a long time. I probably haven't logged in like 2 months, but on that counterpoint, I do have a daily dashboard that pulls in a lot of analytics data that I see every single day. So it's kind of like the same thing as logging in. It's just we've created our own custom reports that break down everything we need. So then I just look at that every single day, and it's not just visitors for me. It looks at visitors, sources, lead conversion, pipe to close, average sales cycle, MRR, estimated LTV, et cetera.
Yeah, it's interesting. The dashboards I look at now are either GDS or Looker dashboards. And then also we look at our HubSpot reports as well, just to look at pipeline as well. So we're looking at more business side of things, I think. So, I mean, maybe when we used to look at this stuff pretty hardcore 10 years ago, we were more focused on traffic. Now we're more focused on kind of general business. So, you know, time changes. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.